Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Mishpatim, and Parshas Shkolim, Tav Shin Ayin Zayin. Good Erev Shabbos to everybody. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek of Aleph, Pasuk Hey and Vav. V'im Amar Yomar Ha'Eved, Ahavti Es Adoni Es Ishti Ves Bonai, Lo'etzi Chavshi. V'rotza Adoni Ves Oznei V'amartzea V'avadoi Lo'ilam. If the servant says, I'm fond of my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go free. The pasuk continues that his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall then serve him forever. This is the halacha of a Eved Ivri who becomes a Nirtza. The Torah tells us that an Eved Ivri is supposed to go out after 6 years. If the Eved Ivri, who was married to a Shifcha Kenanis, tells his master that I don't want to leave, his master takes him to the door, takes an awl, like a hammer, and pierces his ear, and then he stays forever, which Chazal tell us is Yovel. The Gemara tells us in Kedushin, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, why is it that the Torah singles out the ear from all the other limbs of the body? That's the limb of the body that this unfortunate Eved has to have damaged. The Gemara says in Kedushin, as we said, Oizen Shoshama, Ki Liben Eisra Lavodim, Vole Avodim Lavodim, Yirotza Oznoi. The Gemara says, the ear which heard my voice on Har Sinai when I said, the Bnei Yisrael are slaves to me, and not slaves to slaves, and yet went and acquired a master for himself, let that ear be pierced. The Mefarshim asks that this idea of only piercing his ear is hard to understand. The Torah tells us in Shemois, Perachav, Pasuk Yudbei, Yirat, Yudetazvav, actually in this week's Parsha, last week's Parsha, excuse me, the Torah says that all of Klai Yisrael saw the sounds of Matan Torah. V'chol ha'am ro'yim es ha'koylis. Not only did they hear the Aseres HaDibros at Har Sinai, but they also saw the Aseres HaDibros. If the Eved's ears are guilty for not abiding by what they heard, why aren't his eyes held accountable for not living up to what they witnessed? Perhaps we can say the following answer. The Torah's disappointment with the Eved is not that he is less spiritually sensitive than he was at Har Sinai when he heard and saw the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The disappointment that the Torah has with him is based on his current potential, not based on what he saw at Har Sinai, but based on what he experienced at Har Sinai. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Aseres HaDibros at that awesome revelation at Har Sinai, that revelation ceased. It ended right there. So therefore, a Jew can no longer be expected to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the level of seeing. What he saw in Har Sinai was a one-time shot, it was a one-time deal. And what we saw at Har Sinai, we've never seen since, and not until Mashiach comes. That clarity of purpose that Bnei Yisrael had during the Maimon Har Sinai has yet to be repeated. However, what is expected of us after Har Sinai? What's expected of us after Har Sinai, after Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, was for us to arrive at Kabbalas Al Malchus Shemayim on our own accord. Meaning that our ability to hear, to choose to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avadim, even when His presence is concealed, is still intact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to internalize what we all saw at Har Sinai, because we're not seeing that today, but we can at least internalize the lessons of Har Sinai and lead that in our daily lives. And that is why the Eved is held accountable and his ear is held accountable, because to expect him to live up to what he has seen at Har Sinai, he's not seeing that right now. But what he heard, he can internalize. What he heard then, he could have in his heart. And that he didn't do. And for that reason, we have to put a hole in his ear. Because Oizen Shoshama, the ear that heard, the ear that was supposed to internalize at Har Sinai and continue living that way, L'dayre Dayres, is not living up to that expectation. A good Shabbos.